Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou hast spoken to the whole world to call men unto Thee, offering to them Thy grace and mercy in Christ Jesus, and promising to them forgiveness and rest and peace for all who will come. We thank Thee for it. We pray now as we study that Thy Holy Spirit may take the things of the Lord Jesus Christ and show them unto us. For His name's sake we ask it. Amen. We are studying just now in the book of Matthew, in the 25th chapter. And we are finding here some teaching that the Lord Jesus Christ gave in Jerusalem after He had come in there as their king, in which He is discussing things that are related to the end of the world. In chapter 24, He's just been talking about the end of the world, and toward the end of chapter 24 warned us all to be ready, because we wouldn't know at what time the Lord Himself would come. And then in chapter 25, He tells three parables which are related to the end of the world and to what will happen at that time. The first of these, as we saw in our last study, was the parable of the 10 virgins. And in considering that parable, we had gotten down to the 10th verse. And of course, the story, the main idea in the parable of the 10 virgins is very simple. Of the 10 people who were waiting for the Lord Jesus to come, 5 were wise, and they acted as if He might come. And 5 were foolish, and they acted as if He wasn't coming. And that was all shown in the fact that the 5 foolish ones, they were there with the other 5, and they had their lamps, but they didn't have any oil, which was proof enough that they were not expecting to use their lamps. Now the 5 wise were there with the other 5, and they had their lamps just the way the other 5 had, but they had oil in their lamps. That is, they were prepared for the possibility that the Lord might come at that time, which, of course, in the course of the parable, He did. And when He did come, you will remember, the 5 wise were ready. The 5 foolish, they came out to meet Him, but they didn't have any oil. And you remember, they turned to the 5 wise, and just at the end of our study last time, you will recall, we took note of the fact that there is no substitute for personal obedience in the matter of personal relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll remember we took note of this fact, that it is quite impossible for me to think that somebody else can substitute for my personal obedience to the Lord Himself. They were told they would have to go and buy for themselves. And then in the 10th verse, while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And if you look at that, in some ways, if you, as you look at it, your heart can be touched with a certain pathos. Because they went to do the right thing. They tried to make up for wasted time. But their opportunity came while they were gone. It came and went while they were gone. And then we read, and they that were ready went in with Him to the marriage. You can't help at that point but just rejoice to think what a wonderful privilege it was that these 5 wise had, that they could go on in with the Lord to the greatest event in His whole career. And that privilege, to go in with Him to the marriage, we can remember is available for those who are not only favorably inclined to the whole idea, but who actually respond now to be ready for it. Now, this is very important. You see, there are people in the world that don't care about the gospel. There are people in the world don't care about heaven. They don't care about salvation. They don't care about God. They don't care about anything that has to do with the soul. That's one. We know there are such people. Then there are people in the world who do care about these things. They do believe in God, and they do believe in the soul, and they do believe in heaven, and they want to go there. But they haven't done what's necessary to get themselves right with God. Now stop and think of that. They want to go. They're in favor of going. But they have not actually put themselves in line with God, have not turned to God. And here is the point in this parable. The privilege of entering in with the king At the time of the marriage, going in with the bridegroom, the privilege is available to those who are ready. And you can be ready by simply having it so that you would be ready if he came now. In other words, taking the necessary steps to be prepared now. And if you're not, you can lose out because, you know, while they went to buy those others, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. There is a pathetic loss here. These virgins were actually belonged to people who wanted to walk with the Lord, but they missed it because of neglect. And the door was shut. You know, this is a truth that's in the Bible, but it's almost never mentioned. But it's tragically real. And it's final. I could miss it. We can miss it. How? By not doing it today. Really now. By not turning to God today. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Now we read in verses 11 and 12, afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily, I say unto you, I know you not, which is to say, I do not recognize you. Now, to us that would seem hard. I can readily think if anybody thought that was my opinion, they would think I was a very stern and harsh person. But this is the teaching of Jesus of Nazareth. This is the teaching of the Lord. And this is not because he's peeved, and this is not because somebody irritated him. This is the simple, plain truth. The truth of the matter is that a person can trifle away and waste away the time by not turning to God today. If you feel called in your heart to come to the Lord, do it. Do it now. Really, tomorrow may be too late. The Lord Jesus said, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Now there follows here another parable. And this is commonly called the parable of the talents. And I know, too, that so far as it is concerned, it's a very well-known parable. It's in chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. And this story, which is so very well known about how the master went traveling into a far country, called his own servants, I read in verse 14, and delivered unto them his goods, which is he turned over the opportunities for service to him, to his servants. Unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway took his journey. Then they that had received the 5 talents, he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, made other 5 talents. Likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of these servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, that at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is a strong and a stern message. It's well known. But I wonder whether we've really looked at it for the way in which it really is. We have only a few moments, but I want to draw your attention quickly to a few things. Notice these things in it. God gives opportunities for service. Every one of us have them. Individual differences are there. Some have five, some have two, some have one. And a different use, however, can be made of the opportunities. Now the five went out and worked, and he got five more. The man with two, he went out and worked, he got two more. The man with one, he didn't work, he didn't get anything. He just had his one. After a long time, perhaps longer than you think, maybe when you've thought maybe it never would happen, the Lord comes to judge, and judgment will come. Now here's an interesting thing. When he called these people in to ask them to give an account for what they had done with their opportunities, and the five, the one with five made five, and the one with two made two, they received exactly the same commendation. Each one was told, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Each one. Each one was told, "Thou hast been faithful in a few things, I will make thee ruler of many." That teaches a wonderful lesson. I may not be so big, but I can be faithful. And if I am faithful, my faithfulness is just as big in the eyes of the Lord as the faithfulness of some very important person. One man may be very prominent in the church, another man may not be prominent in the church at all. Each can be faithful, and each will receive similar praise from the Lord. But there is sharp judgment upon one who did not work the opportunity which he had. He was called wicked and slothful. And even what he had was taken away from him. Our God and Heavenly Father, help us in this soberly to consider our opportunities to serve thee. And give us the grace, each one of us, to act according to the light we have in the way thou wouldst call us. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.